Jack and News, trending now, trending now.
On the roads, you can expect slow-moving traffic in Sunning Hill. There's a stationary vehicle there on the N1 North after the Rivonia Road exit. And traffic is also moving very slowly in Kempton Park on CR Swart Drive near the Festival Mall. And that is due to the roadworks.
The South African Reserve Bank is expected to release its biannual monetary policy review any minute now, just days after the International Monetary Fund cut South Africa's economic growth outlook to about 0.9% for the rest of the year. The rape case against media personality Molemo Jubjub Maruane has been postponed to the 13th of June. He'll appear in court again on Thursday, though, in an attempt to have his bail conditions relaxed. He's being accused of rape, among other things. And moving abroad, the British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak says the country will increase its spending on defence. During his visit to Poland today, he announced that it will be increased to 2.5% of the country's GDP. According to him, this is the biggest strengthening of national defence for a generation. I'm Marlene Fouché, more news at 5.
Well, last night was a big night indeed, particularly for the Spanish, with their World Cup winning midfielder Aitana Bonmati named the Sportswoman of the Year, Novak Djokovic named Sportsman of the Year at the Laureates Awards ceremony. Disappointment, though, for the South African nominees. Their box were up for Team of the Year. Siya Kolisi missed out on Comeback of the Year. Kirsten Neuschafer was in the running for Action Sports Person of the Year. And the Justice Desk was in for the Sports for Good category. So they've missed out. Shimlas of the 2024 Varsity Cup champions after beating UCT's Aikies 45-42 in an epic final at Shimla Park in Bloem last night. 11 tries scored on the night before it all came down to a penalty after the hooter, slotted by Ethan Wenzel, and that handed the Free Staters their first title since 2015. We've missed tucks in the Varsity Cup this season after their unexpected relegation to the Varsity Shield, but hopefully they'll bounce back. They're in the Shield final against Varsity College, and the sides did meet during the regular season. Tickies dominant in a 75-21 win. Kickoff on Friday is at 5:30. And Inter Milan won Serie A yesterday after beating AC Milan 2-1, creating an unassailable lead at the top of the league. They've now gotten a 17-point advantage over AC Milan, securing their 20th league crown with 5 matches to spare. I'm Colin Jinga, and that's your Jack of Sport.
It's The Drive with Rob and Roz.
Absolutely phenomenal.
Ooh, Jacaranda FM. Geval, je vergeet. Moet jij een knoop in je oor, maak dat jij onthou. Soos die zon. Elke morgen bij je kamer en schijn, ik weet jij denkt het droom. Maar oor jou. Voor jarenlang zal ik nog droom oor jou, nee dat je weet. As die sterre brand vanaand, geluur by die agterdeur uit. Ek kan uit en wys en probeer my bes om te kyk wanneer ek jou alleen kan kry. En beter vir ons albei, beter vir ons albei.
Ek wil weet hoe jy dit doen. Hoe bly die wonder in jou oor aan so immer groen? Sal jy vind deur die kloof van my diepe slaap my hart weer wakker sin. Vir jare lang sal ek te droom vir jou, net dat jy weet.
As die ster